I'm not a writer. In fact, I'm very pleased that I can spell my name. I'm an architect. My concerns pertain a lot of the time to the container. And that container, as we, this container, is terribly important. Libraries are amongst my most favorite places to be, and books are something that are inevitable in my life. In my life, and I think in all of our lives, and it's not just about reading the word, but anyway, what I want to talk about is really about how architecture fits into all of this. I believe that architecture, being the mother of all arts, is really what, isn't it? Well, so many people equate architecture with engineering. Architects design structures that must not just keep people protected from the elements, in fact, now more so than ever, but function with a more and more complicated set of technical criteria. It is, however, the way in which architects take these challenges and reach beyond the requirements that raise some buildings, notably this one, to the level of art where they resonate across generations. What are the elements that allow a building to rise to the level of art? I think the most successful examples are those where their architects have had a deep knowledge of the past and an appreciation of the world around them. To create a work of art that not only embodies the spirit of the time in which it was created, but can also stand the test of time, requires a deep knowledge, understanding, and appreciation of contemporary culture across many, many disciplines. Art, music, literature, socio-political, and how do we gain this knowledge without the ongoing vibrancy of the humanities? This is one of the questions, obviously, we're here to discuss. When I received my architectural education in the early 80s, it was typical to pursue an undergraduate five-year degree in architecture, which was often followed by a two-year master's program. This is, in fact, the course I followed. Today, however, the trend has changed, and I think happily, in my opinion, for a broader-based four-year liberal arts undergraduate degree followed by a three-year Master of Architecture program. This structure demonstrates the more prevailing belief that a wider critical knowledge of the world is a prerequisite to the successful practice of architecture. I see this in my own firm, as more of the younger architects we hire have backgrounds in everything from literature to history to philosophy and the visual arts. They bring a curiosity and a freshness in their approach to design that I believe will benefit the field, but also take part of a humanitarian approach. So, if I am asked to characterize my own work, I would proudly proclaim myself a modernist. On the other hand, I firmly believe that history has so much to teach us, and I'm perhaps more comfortable myself than many of my colleagues in working with existing structures from a variety of historical periods that teach us. I maintain a fairly extensive library in my office, which covers a wide range of topics in architecture, art, landscape design, from Japanese gardens to the Shakers to Picasso. I regularly refer to my books to my library, and having them nearby my drawing desk as a quick visual prompt makes me feel secure in many ways. There's always something that I can find when I have nowhere to go. And like many of you have already mentioned, the serendipitous moment of discovery is what I will never want to do without. They serve almost as my personal memory bank, and it is more than just the words or images on the page that engage the intellect and imagination, but how it all comes together, the feel of the paper, and the opportunity to find a path to your mind's eye. That is what I think books do for us, and libraries more than ever in the age of technology. I think serve a very different purpose nowadays. They bring us together. They allow us a moment of respite, a moment of reflection.